Our next speaker is a dear friend of mine, Jean-Baptiste, will talk to us about David, an 81 decoder.
Hello. Do you hear me? Yeah. Okay. I wonder why half of the room is here, because you know probably better than David about than me. But let's try anyway. Okay. So, yeah, that doesn't work. Yeah, I'm using KDE with Wayland and sometimes Crashy with LibreOffice. Yes? No, that doesn't. Why does the clicker not work?
Yeah, it works.
Okay, so I'm the president of VideoLine. I work on various open source projects, including VLC, X264, David, FMPEG, and others, where I maintain some DVD stack and a bit of Blu-ray stacks. I'm annoying to many of those projects when they screw up. So I'm not probably the biggest developer there, but I'm doing everything else. No? Yes? So, AV1. So VP9, is AV1 just VP9++? VP9 is a semi-failure. It's a good codec, but no one uses it. When you ask YouTube, they don't even have many people actually submitting video in VP9. And there are many reasons for that. The reason is mostly because there was no spec for a long time. There was a codec, but no specs. There was absolutely no ecosystem, except a few open source tools. Have you ever watched an anime in VP9? Maybe, right? One? Okay, amazing. You're the only one, right? but you've never been on the Pirate Bay, right? And so a VP9